ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम नाइन्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 14 जय श्री राधे श्याम On the board we have text number 39. Before we chant the verse, we'll do a little bit of background picture because most of you weren't here for the story leading up to today's verse. Before we start, let us recite the Guru Parampara Pranams, please. With enthusiasm. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Shamaneti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pujarini Nirvishesha Sanyavari Bhaskadhyade Sitarana Om Aginath Trivindasya Giraginatra Chakshun Minitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitana Mubhristayam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Narati Svapadandiham Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Gita Parakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagatatam Sagana Ravinatanatam Stam Sadeva Sadvaitam Savarutam Parajana Sitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Marita Shri Sakanitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namosha Aptakankana Gaurangi Vijana Vishwari Vishavanu Sota Devi Pranamame Hari Vye Vanchakaupa Kurubhascha Kripa Sandyobhavacha Patidanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gunitananda Radhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritya, Naram Chaiva, Narottamam Devam Sarasvatim Vyasam, Turam Adhyare Nastya Puryesu, Abhadresu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavata Uttama Shloka, Bhakti Bhavati Nashtike So, are you ready to hear about the sex life of a famous king? How many of you, now be honest, how many of you want to hear about the sex life of a famous king? Some of you aren't being honest. Who would not want to hear about the sex life of a very famous, powerful king? We're talking about a Maharati, a man with the strength of 10,000 elephants. I think Atul Krishna Prabhu, he's ready. No need to read a trashy novel, rubbish novel, no need. No need to watch some dirty Bollywood film full of sex. No need. Just hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So today we're going to get some glimpses into the private sex life of a great king and the most beautiful Urvasi, the favorite dancer. King Indra's favorite apsara. So this chapter is called King Pururava. The king's name was Pururava. How King Pururava, a great powerful emperor, was enchanted by Urvasi, the heavenly damsel. This is text 19. See, King Pururava said, "Oh, beautiful, most beautiful woman, you are welcome. Please sit here and tell me what I could do for you." You may enjoy with me as long as you desire. Let us pass our life happily in a sexual relationship. He's just met this beautiful young woman. He doesn't see anything. He doesn't say, "Let us spend our life happily in devotional service together." He didn't say that. So he's smitten. Smitten means the Cupid arrow got him right in the heart and through the eyes. So Urvasi replied, text 20, "Oh, most handsome man." I mean, he's handsome, you know, big mustachio, you know, gold helmet, jewels. Long back, black hair, very, very handsome. So Urvasi is directly noting this. Sometimes if a beautiful woman wants to have sex with a handsome young man, she's going to use some flattery. So she says, text number 20, "Oh, most handsome man, who is the woman whose mind and sight would not be attracted by you?" If a woman takes shelter of your chest, she cannot refuse to enjoy with you in a sexual relationship. Don't blame me, this is Bhagavad Purana, the highest scripture in the universe. Maybe you didn't believe me when I said you would hear about the sex life of a great king. Perhaps you didn't believe me, but here you're directly now you're hearing from who? Shukadeva Goswami. So Srila Prabhupada comments, "When a beautiful man and a beautiful woman unite together and embrace one another, how within these three worlds can they check their sexual relationship?" I mean, this is Prabhupada. Don't blame me. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, says, "Yan Matunari Grihameri Sukam Hitucham." Grihameri means materialistic life based on sense gratification. This is the world standard, actually. Those who have control of their senses, those who render devotional service to the Supreme Lord, In this mundane world, they are in the minority. So However, try to understand that the Hare Krishna devotees are in a majority in the creation. How many of you already knew that? You didn't know. So the fact of the matter is, the devotees are in the majority in the creation and the non-devotees are in the minority. In the higher planets are all devotees of Lord Vishnu. They may be devotees of Lord Shiva also, but they're devotees of Lord Vishnu. Like even a materialistic king like Daksha Pradenitor, he's a devotee of Lord Vishnu. So Bhur Bhuvasvav, upper middle lower planetary system. But in the lower planets are the demons, asuras. They are not devotees of Lord Vishnu. But they are situated in one of the seven secondary rasas. Sometimes, often ghastliness. They may, because they want to kill Lord Vishnu, that's ghastliness. Not favorable, you see. Not devotional service, but it's a rasa anyways. That's given as the seven secondary rasas. So, Urvasi continues, My dear King Purava, please give protection to those two lambs who have fallen down with me. Although I belong to the heavenly planets and you belong to earth, I shall certainly enjoy sexual union with you. I have no objection to accepting you as my husband, for you are superior in every respect. So although she was from the higher planets, she agreed to remain the consort of the King Pururava, who was from this plane. Text 22. Urvasi said, My dear hero, only preparations made in ghee will be my edibles, and I shall not want to see you naked at any time. Except at the time of sexual intercourse. The great-minded king Pururava accepted these proposals. Pururava replied, Oh beautiful one, your beauty is wonderful and your gestures are also wonderful. He's completely infatuated. Indeed, you are attractive to all human society. Therefore, since you have come of your own accord from the heavenly planets, who on earth would not agree to serve a demigoddess such as you? So in the Purport, Prabhupada comments that on the higher planets they don't have the same standards as the earth. They eat only preparations made in ghee. So So they do not eat such abominable things as meat and eggs. So apparently even the Kshatriyas on the heavenly planets are vegetarian, according to the statement by Prabhupada. Prabhupada's making a point of it. Everything they eat is prepared in ghee. And they don't like to see either men or women naked except in the time of sexual intercourse. Unlike modern world, when you first come into Los Angeles from the international airport, there's a big, you know, boulevard, big six-lane street from the leading into the airport. There used to be a neon sign, you know, neon sign, lit up sign. 3 meters tall. Said nudes. Really, I'm telling you the truth, you know. A big 3 meter tall sign saying nudes, so that everybody coming into Los Angeles, the first thing they see is a degraded discotheque. And they would like it. They like it, you know. I think the city finally shut them down, I guess. Took a long time, took decades. I think they finally realized it was bad form to have a sign like that to greet all the international guests. I have to tell you a funny anecdote, and you know anecdote? In the history of ISKCON, there was one of the greatest book distributors. His name was Tripurari Swami. One time he was in the airport, and they used to sell books to soldiers who were coming home from the army. They're coming home for leave. They were paid in cash, so they would have hundreds and hundreds of dollars in their pockets, burning holes. So the merciful devotees wanted to engage them and take some of that money for Krishna's service and Srila Prabhupada's service. Otherwise, they were going to spend most of it on liquor, prostitutes, and disco dancing. And very less would they give to their parents, not like Indian culture. So, Tripurari Swami approached one of these soldiers. They were coming through 100 at a time, and they were the best customers. He tried to interest the soldier in buying a book. The soldier was not interested in buying one of Prabhupada's books. Tripurari just happened to be carrying Krishna book with him. This is amazing. The soldier said, "I will not buy one of your books unless you can show me the breast of a woman." True story. Tripurari took out the story of Putana and baby Krishna. The soldier was completely defeated. There was nothing he could say. Baby Krishna crawling on the giant breast of Putana. There was nothing he could say. gave him $100. Hariba! There are, of course, hundreds of book distribution stories. That's only one of them. I think I have to tell just one more book distribution story from one of the world's top book distributors here in Delhi. He was out on the streets trying to sell Bhagavad Gita. A young man came by and on a motorbike. He said, "No, not interested, not interested." But the devotee said, "You know, this is a very dangerous world. Death can come at any moment. You really need the knowledge that's in this book." He said, "No, not interested." So he drove only a few meters, hit an oil slick, crash. His bike toppled over and he got a little bit injured on his leg. The devotee ran over to him swiftly with the Bhagavad Gita in his hand. The young man said, "I'll take that book now." Ki jai, Hari Bao. Srila Prabhupada Book Distribution, Ki jai. So, the very high standard on the heavenly planets. Prabhasi said, "I don't want to see you naked except during sex." That was a condition. So Shukadeva Goswami continues. Want to hear more? Anybody want to? That was weak. Do you want to hear more? That was weak. You want to hear? Better, better. Shukadeva Goswami continued. "The best of human beings, Purava, began freely enjoying the company of Rasi." This is text 24. "Who engaged in sexual activities with him in many celestial places." Such as Chaitvaratha and Nandana Kanana, where the demigods enjoy. So here, next verse 25, we hear about who the king was infatuated by. Purvasi's body was as fragrant as the saffron of a lotus. This was in a prior yuga. Unfortunately, Kali Yuga, the lotuses we get from the market nowadays have zero scent. This is they're just cellulose. Kali Yuga has advanced tremendously. Well, I remember though, even 10 years ago in India, lotus flowers still had scent. Progress, progress. Generic engineering. So everybody worship is generic engineering. Oh, progress, progress. Yeah, taking all the scent out of all the flowers. Even we see that practically none of the flowers have scent anymore. It's generic engineering, basically. So her body was as fragrant as the saffron of a lotus. Being enlivened by the fragrance of her face and body, Purvasi Guru Rama enjoyed her company for many days with great jubilation. Text 26. Not seeing Urvasi in his assembly, the King of Heaven, Lord Indra, said, without Urvasi, my assembly is no longer beautiful. Considering this, he requested the Gandharvas to bring her back to his heavenly planet. So here we see King Indra is famous as a Sakama devotee. He's a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Can't say he's not a devotee. He fights against the demons. But he's very, very lusty. Perhaps you know the story. Not all paintings of Indra show him properly. Even in our books, not shown completely. I've seen some paintings, however, that show him properly. He has eyes all over his body. Anybody know why? Yes? He was cursed. Was it Brihaspati? I don't remember. But he tempted to seduce the wife of one of the big sadhus. Huh? Oh, Gautama Rishi. He attempted to seduce the wife of Gautama Rishi. This infuriated the great Rishi and he cursed him. I won't say what he cursed originally for Indra to have all of his despicable all over his body. So Indra was humiliated because now he was ruined. He said, please make, O Saraji, O Guru Maharaj, please make some adjustment. I can't live like this. So then the sadhu changed the curse to eyes. So Indra, very lusty, couldn't live without Urvasi. Text 26. Not seeing Urvasi in his assembly, the King of Heaven, Lord Indra, said, without Urvasi, my assembly is no longer beautiful. So he asked the Gandharvas to bring her back to the heavenly planets. This had to be done through some deception. This had to be done through some deception, trick. Text 27. Thus the Gandharvas came to earth, and at midnight, when everything was dark, they appeared in the house of Purava and stole the two lamps and trusted the king by his wife, Urvasi. This was at midnight and everything was completely black. Text 28. Urvasi treated the two lambs like her own sons. Therefore, when they were being taken by Gandharvas and she began crying, the lambs were crying, and Urvasi heard them and rebuked her husband. Now I'm being killed, she said. Under the protection of an unworthy husband who is a coward and a eunuch, although he thinks himself a great hero. These are very sharp words. You say this to a kshatriya, they get very upset. We'll go now, we'll chant the 29th verse. Oh, it's 39. Oh, I didn't realize. Okay. So she's upset because she was depending on him to protect her lambs, and they were stolen. So then he gets up out of bed, but he's naked, and he runs out into the dark, and they put up an effulgence, and so now the dark is gone, and she sees him naked with his sword running after the Gandharvas. So she says, "That's it, I'm leaving. I told you I don't want to see you naked." The king was so attached that he had to beg. He was begging for association. He was crying, frankly. Now, there's some heavy preaching which is not politically correct. Urvasi begins preaching to him like a sannyasi, like a very heavy sannyasi. She starts preaching to the king. And she's threatening suicide, which is unthinkable for a kshatriya. So this is what's not politically correct, but this is stated by Srila Srikar Goswami, don't blame me. She's preaching, it's a woman preaching about women. Don't get it wrong. It's not a modern sexist preaching, talking about women and putting them down. It's a demigoddess speaking about women. She's speaking, not a modern sexist. Text 37, women as a class are merciless and cunning. They cannot tolerate even a slight offense. For their own pleasure, they can do anything irreligious, therefore they do not fear killing even a faithful husband or a brother. So this is a very heavy statement, but this is Shukadeva Goswami speaking. She's quoting, faithfully quoting Urvasi. Text 39 is on the board. Yes. Sanvatsarantehi Bhavan Ekaratnang Mayeshvaraha Nangyat Yapyane Chate Vajyant Yaparani Boho Sanvatsarantehi Bhavan Ekaratram Mayeshvaraha
Ram Sat Yapatya Jate. Bhavishyantya Paranebho.
Bhavishyantya Paranebho.
Sanvatsarandehi Bhavan.
Sanvatsarandehi Bhavan.
Ekaratram Maheshwaraha.
Ekaratram Maheshwaraha.
Rangshaya Yapatyane Chate.
Rangshaya Yapatyane Chate.
Bhavishyantya Paranebho.
Bhavishyantya Paranebho.
Next. Louder. Vaishnavis, loudly please. Tell them loudly because they chant so soft. Translation. This is Urvasi speaking. Oh, my dear King, you will be able to enjoy with me as my husband. At the end of every year, for one night only. In this way, you will have other children one after another. So Prabhupada comments in the purport, although Rasi had adversely explained the nature of a woman, Maharaj Puru Rava were very much attached to her, and therefore she wanted to give the king some concession by agreeing to be his wife for one night at the end of each year. So in every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is loaded with lessons. In this story of King Pururava, we see the high price of bodily attachment. Of the 8,400,000 species of life in the material world, those are different kinds of material bodies. All the way from germs up to devas, lions, elephants, giant creatures, all of them are attached to sex life. Practically, it's the very purpose of the material world, is to give an avenue of way to free oneself from this sex attachment. But there's another narration in the Srimad Bhagavatam about a great king.
another great king, different king. There are many stories. They're not stories, they're historical narrations. Story suggests mythology. This is not mythology. These are none different from itihasas. Itihasas means histories. You could say that Srimad Bhagavatam is like the, it's called Mahapurana, but it could also be called Maha Itihasa, because Itihasa is history of the universe. Many descriptions about great kings and their private life. So there was another king, a great king. One day he was out on a hunting expedition, which that was common. The Kshatriyas, they used to go out on hunting expeditions, not to derive pleasure from killing the animals, but to sharpen up on their marksmanship. Nowadays, somebody wants to become skilled with using either bow and arrow, you can go to a special kind of a yard where they have the big, you know, white and red circular targets, and you can practice, you can get a bow, some very powerful bows these days, but nothing compared to the Kshatriyas in the days of yore. And you can practice your marksmanship by trying to get the red dot in the center of the target. But this is the same thing for firing arms, guns and rifles and so forth. That is a very modern concoction. Formerly, was Kshatriyas were authorized to go out and do hunting, not to be sadistic. Not to be cruel to animals. Except for the story of Margari the hunter. We don't have time to tell that story. But he was half killing animals. And Narada Muni came upon him and said, "Why are you half killing the animals? This is very cruel." He said, "Well, I belong to a family of hunters and my father taught me like that, that's all." He was half killing them and they were tortured. Using his mystic power, Narada Muni showed him in the sky what was going to be the sinful reaction. Nowadays we have to use these widescreen television screens for showing some PowerPoint presentation. Narada Muni doesn't have to do that. He just goes, and then he shows everything in the sky. The whole sky becomes a screen in which he shows what he wants to show to somebody. We used to do a play in Los Angeles very nicely. Little Bunny Rabbit, we would have different costumes and Little Bunny Rabbit would appear on the stage.
So,
the little bunny rabbit would go, "Remember me, Gary? I was the cute little bunny rabbit that you tortured." Now I am a ferocious tiger. And I'm going to pull you to pieces. In this way, he showed how all the animals he'd been killing, deer and everything else, were going to become ferocious and they were going to torture him. There's another narration for Bhagavatam, how Narada Muni is showing this same thing in the sky. Anybody know? Another story of a king and Narada. Huh? Parchinibarishad. King Parchinibarishad. He was doing jagdas, but he was killing the animals and his Brahmins were making mistakes. So similarly, he showed a whole show in the sky of because of the mistakes and how the animals were being killed during a so-called jagna, how he was going to get all the sinful reaction due to his fruitive activities. Then he starts preaching to him about devotional service. So, in this way, the sadhus, they're always interested in delivering the materialistic persons. So, King Pururava was so attached to Urvasi, but she gave a concession, "I'll have sex with you once a year, and you'll have sons in this way." Questions? Yes.
Maharaj, is it better for the aspirant for liberation to go through household life and become disgusted with sex pleasure, or to remain a brahmachari?
In household life?
Question is it better to go through grihastha life and become disgusted with sexual life, or better?
Oh, yeah, see, the thing is, it's an excellent question. I got distracted because there's so many interesting things in our philosophy and Bhagavad. I got distracted from this very point. Yes, I was going to make this very point. There was another great king who was out on hunting expedition. That's how I got started on hunting expedition. And he heard this pathetic crying of a young woman coming from a deep well. Of course, these were the old-fashioned dug wells. They were wide enough for somebody to fall in there easily. There's also a Bhagavad story. What happened was, there was the daughter of the great Brahmin, one great Brahmin, mystic, full of mystic powers. His daughter was friends with the daughter of a king.
So,
What was the name, do you recall? Yes, Sukracharya. Sukracharya, his daughter was friends, he's a Brahmin. His daughter was friends with the daughter of a Kshatriya, but one day they had a very serious quarrel. So the daughter of the king threw her friend into the well. This is pretty heavy because it's the daughter of Sukracharya, not just any girl, you know, the daughter of heavy duty, full of mystic power. So the heroic king, hearing her pathetic cries, she was completely naked. Her so-called friend had torn all the clothes off her before throwing her into the well. So, you know. And of course, she was very beautiful. Young and beautiful. So the heroic king reached down into the well to pull her out. And he was about to go on his way. Okay, I'm glad to be of service. She says, wait, 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 you can't go. You have to marry me. You have touched me, you see me naked. I can't take any other man for a husband. He goes, oh, he's completely defeated. So he marries her. He marries her even though she's the daughter of a Brahmin and he's a king. This would happen. Pratiloma is one of the type of marriages mixing Brahmin and Kshatriya. It happened in the days of yore. There's a certain title. I don't know if Pratiloma is quite the right one. Is it Pratiloma? So mixed caste between Kshatriya and Brahmin. She was very beautiful, very young, very sexy. So Bhagavatam says they enjoyed sex together for many, many years. Husband and wife. This was not an affair, husband and wife. He'd married her and she was very beautiful, and so he was enjoying sex with her like anything. This was a different yuga, it was not Kali Yuga, so thousands of years he was enjoying prolific sex with this beautiful young woman. One day he decides, okay, enough is enough. So he starts preaching to his wife through an allegory. He says, once upon a time, there was a he-goat. And he came upon a she-goat who had fallen into the well. Well, this was obviously autobiographical, told in form of a story of a he-goat and a she-goat. So he describes how they enjoyed sex life together for many, 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 many years. At the end, he preaches to her. He says that this sex desire is so strong, actually, it will never go away simply by indulging. He declares it. So there's the answer to your question. Bhagavad says, it is no use. You can indulge us, go on indulging for thousands of years. Still, it's not going to, the lust cannot be satisfied. That's what Krishna says in the Gita. It burns like fire, or Arjuna cannot be satisfied. Krishna declares it. If God declares it, we should take it as first class advice. So if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll come across this story also. Not story, this narration is true history of the universe. So we have to stop there. Thank you very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Kanachara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gopi Manandi Hari Hari Bolo. Not mosquito killing oil, it's a repellent. It's a repellent, it does not kill the mosquitoes, they simply are not attracted by it.
But Maharaj keh rahe hain ki jo machhar bhagata hai usko marna
hai. But if you take this poisonous petrochemical and you use it to say kill cockroaches or something, then there will be karma, certainly. So one of the offenses against the holy name is not to commit sinful activity on the strength of chanting. We try to avoid killing, but sometimes, like an invasion of cockroaches, we can't help it. You should always chant if you have to kill a cockroach or any other animal, insect, or rats, you know, mice like that. The mice we don't have to kill. There's a mouse in my room. I know technology how to catch the mouse. I take a bucket and I put a cardboard rim up the side of the bucket. And I put a piece of puri down on the bottom of the bucket. This mouse smells a nice fresh puri cooked in ghee. Loses control of his senses, goes up the ramp and falls into the bucket and can't get out. Then I give it to this sweeper. One time I had 7 mice in my room, including a big fat mama. Her whole family. I thought the mata would be too strong and would. But she fell for it also, and she went into and she couldn't get out of the bucket either. So there's no way I would kill a mouse. I wouldn't even care to kill a rat. We try to avoid. But you know, everything we're doing, we're killing living entities, always. With all respects to the Jains, putting the mask on the face is silly. You're killing millions of Germans. You're killing millions of Germans just by walking. How are you going to stop killing just by putting a mask on your face? You're going to die when they hit the mask anyways. This is, it's silly. It's just plain silly. So we should worship Tulsi Devi, Yani Kani Chapapani Brahmahaja Jiti Nacha. Even if you kill a Brahmin, which is the most severe sin, by Shankaramidhi Tulsi Devi, you can be free from that reaction. So there is Prayashita in Krishna consciousness, given by Prabhupada, there is built in Prayashita. Same in Hindi. So this is necessary. Prayashita is required. Otherwise, there's karma. Okay? Very good. Any other question? No? Very good. You're a prophet. Thank you very much.